Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The halfway moon will be beaming down on the territory this weekend. Seeing we are over the hump in 2014, daylight minutes have begun to trickle away. Nevertheless, there are a lot of goings-on throughout many Gunflint neighborhoods before our hot season melts into the next atmospheric transition. Since our last meeting on either web or radio waves, border country has experienced several nice wet doses from the heavens. Amounts vary from place to place, with the Wildersmith rain gauge catching nearly 3 1/4 inches during the long Independence Day weekend. Meanwhile, temperatures have been mostly tolerable, with the exception of a couple sticky days between the jungle-like monsoons. It appears this will be a great season for things that grow, including the weeds. The blueberry lady down the road reports there are plenty of berries on the vine, but blue they are not. She says all they need is some basking in the sun. Another week or so, and many earthly patches will be matching the blue skies. Speaking of skies, a heavenly phenomenon occurred around noontime on the 4th of July. If you happen to be looking into the east-southeast sky about that time, perhaps you too saw the daytime aurora borealis. Yes, I'm told, research finds it can happen. No, it wasn't a rainbow. Although brief and wispy as the nighttime version, they showed off with some red and other hues before fading away in sunshiny gold. Is this place magic or what? Many countywide events dot our calendar over the weeks leading us to America's Labor Day break. Front and center this weekend, about the region, along with the Grand Marais Art Festival, is the summer membership drive for the North Shore radio station. Yep, WTIP, the North Shore Experience is off and running once again, seeking support from its hundreds of listeners. It pretty much boils down to the need for ongoing resources to keep this valued resource moving forward. Over the some 16 years of broadcast history, the station has never been failed by its community of members. It's step-up time for all good people to make sure the little radio station that could continues in the can-do mode. The area is about a few days from the big canoe race events. This coming Wednesday is the day when the entire Gunflint community comes together in support of our volunteer firefighters and EMT crew. Final touches are being assembled by nearly 100 energetic Gunflint Trail volunteers under the leadership of Chairman Chris Steele. Ticket sales for the general raffle and the grand prize, a Winona canoe, continue at several sites up the trail. They will also be available the day and evening of the happening until drawings begin. Remember, all proceeds go to a great cause. Plan to be there for all the festivities, which get underway shortly after 4 p.m. Don't forget those juicy Gunflint beef burgers starting at 4:30. As we turn the calendar into August, the yearly mid-trail bash takes center stage out this way. Folks should mark their calendar for Thursday, August 7, at 1 p.m. as the Mid-Trail Association puts on their flea market, gift boutique, and auction, again on behalf of the fire and rescue volunteers. I'm told the grand prize, an always fantastic, locally stitched quilt, is ready to find a permanent home. Chances are being sold at various places along the byway. This attraction is always a fun gathering, so you won't want to miss it. No new bear tales to share this week, but I've been told of people observing at least 3 sets of moose twins between Mid-Trail and its end at Seagull Landing. Not only is this good news, but I'm sure there are some singletons following moms around that haven't even been counted. We can only hope that these mini icons survive all the trials of growing into healthy adults. Road construction out this way is proceeding well. Many of us have experienced some delays, but all will be worth it when the new road surface is completed. After all these many years of bumpy roller coaster rides, we are overdue. Asphalt paving is scheduled to commence on July 14 and will take about 5 to 6 days, depending, of course, on the weather. On a final note, the July meeting of our Gunflint Trail Historical Society is happening this coming Monday, the 14th. It will be held at the Scop Mid-Trail Community Center beginning at 1:30 p.m. All are welcome. Keep on hanging on, and don't forget to make a WTIP pledge while savoring our sky blue waters and a lush green forest.